Conspiracies? We got it.
Paranormal? We pursue it.
World news? We follow it.
Dick jokes?
All day.
All right. You believe in demons?
Yes.
You believe in the devil?
Yeah, sure.
I thought you said you was atheist.
No, I'm pagan.
The fuck is that? We'll talk about that another time, okay?
I'm Josh.
I'm Tim.
And this is
J&T Unsolved.
So, what do you think about the Jersey Devil?
I don't know.
You don't know? Have you ever heard about the Jersey Devil?
I have.
How much have you heard about the Jersey Devil?
Not a whole lot.
Before,
I know what it is. I don't know what the fuck it does.
Before, you see, actually, when I was researching, I also don't know what it does neither. I've only found out what people think it is.
What do people think it is?
To an extent. Well, I honestly don't know what they think it is. They there's a lot of things. Remember the last week when we was talking about, what was it, the Wolf Woman?
Yeah, we did a bunch the last time.
All right, and no, it was the Woolly Booger, some bullshit.
The Woolly?
And it could have been like 500 different things.
Oh, you're talking about the Alabama Swamp thing?
That thing.
Or
that's basically
wild
this.
Thing, forest thing, thing.
It's basically this.
Wild thing, that's what it was.
But a little bit different.
Yeah.
A lot different, actually. All right, so this guy stays in, we're going to call him a guy. Because most demons, in my opinion, are dudes. I don't know why. Call me sexist. It seems fucked up. But he hangs out in southern New Jersey. We're going to cut that. All right?
No, we're not.
Fine. He stays in southern New Jersey in Philadelphia. All right. The Jersey Devil is a legendary creature said to inhabit the forest of Pine Barrens in South Jersey. So whenever I've always heard about the Jersey Devil, I've always heard stories of it being on like some specific bridge. So for it to be in the woods kind of threw me off talking about this.
Yeah.
And so in 1938, they designated it as the country's only state demon. You better push that button.
I was just going to turn the music off.
Oh, I was wondering what she was going to say.
Yeah, I'm just going to cut the music off.
Well, some of them a bitch.
They have their own fucking demon.
Yeah, their own state demon.
Oh my God.
You want to go visit?
Can we go see the New Jersey Devils while we're there?
Is that their name?
That's the hockey team's name.
Didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's why they got a state demon. Because damn, is the hockey team good?
Sometimes.
That would be shameful if it wasn't. Like, what if
they've been shit the last couple of years.
What if all the years it's bad, the Jersey Devils out there are just mad? Just wreaking havoc
on society.
He's just
pissed off.
Yeah, but when they're good, he's like, I'm going to sit back and enjoy this.
Yeah. He skips the first couple of games. He's like, he's just weighing it out. Like, it's probably going to suck this year. I'm not fucking going down there.
You know, whenever the Boston...
He's in Florida.
When the Boston Red Sox, if they win the World Series, like, they destroy the town.
Yeah.
So I'm going to let the white people destroy the town this time instead of me. That's how he feels about it. All right. So in 1938, they designated it as the only state demon in the entire country. How do you feel about that? Do you want a state demon?
I would love a state demon.
What would be our state demon?
Oh, fuck.
Pink?
Kate Ivey.
K-Ivy,
that's
she is a motherfucking demon. She sucks.
Lucifer.
She's terrible.
Reincarnated.
Nah. Remember Powerpuff Girls?
Yes.
Remember that character on there, him?
Yeah.
That'd be the California state demon.
Yes.
Give me a minute here. I'm trying to order this
it's
shit.
It's you again, Powerpuff Girls. I can't do his voice. I used to be able to. That's what happens when you smoke.
Oh, him?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't do his voice neither. Hit the thing.
The pause?
No, the noise. The song. There we go. It's hard for me to do this the way you do it. I feel dumb. I'm going to try it out. All right. Here we go. Legend has it that Mrs. Jane Leeds, also known as Mother Leeds, was distressed to find that she was pregnant with a 13th child. She cursed the baby.
13 fucking kids.
I mean, that's not the most in the world.
That's still way too many.
I bet she was wearing a muumuu. Whenever.
That's probably all she can wear.
I mean, that's what most women wore when they used to get down and dirty back in the day. My grandma wore a muumuu when she had like 10 kids.
God, that's gross.
It is what it is. before I was rudely interrupted. She cursed the baby, and on the night it was born, during a storm, the midwife was shocked to see a creature with wings, horns, and hooves come out of the birth canal. After the birth, the 13th Leeds child is said to have killed the midwife before flying up the chimney and out into the Pine Barrens, where he lives today.
Pine Barrens?
Yes, the woods. That's where he stays at.
I can't just say woods.
We need to know the woods. Like, if I was just like, oh, yo, I was out in the woods and there was a snake, they'd be like, which woods? The woods. That doesn't help us out. We need to know which woods. It was the Pine Barrens. It's uppity. Doesn't it sound very fucking uppity?
It does.
Like, it sounds like
Timber Creek.
He's wearing On Clouds, those shoes that all the white people are wearing. And he's got a
vape.
What
the fuck are those? Are those like ones that like Roshi runs, but they're not?
I guess so. I don't even know what a Roshi run is.
They're the Nike fat running shoes.
Yeah, but these have like a zig.
That's fucking stupid.
And they have a O and a Q. Instead of a C, because they're On Clouds, it's Q.
Stupid white kids.
Yeah, it's fucking stupid. For more than 250 years, this mysterious creature is said to prowl through the marshes of southern New Jersey and emerge periodically to rampage through the towns and cities. So there have been nearly 2,000 reports from locals and visitors who've spotted the Jersey Devil, and there have been some pretty hefty rewards offered for the Jersey Devil's capture. There's a theory that what those 2,000 witnesses have actually saw was a sandhill crane, a bird with a huge wingspan that could hang out near the waterways of the Pine Barrens. I'm trying to find my other spot. Oh, here we go. The Jersey Devil is described as a kangaroo-like creature with the face of a horse, the head of a dog, bat-like wings, horns, and a tail. So, an ugly motherfucker.
Very fucking ugly.
You remember whenever Jesus was like, I'm gonna make a platypus?
Yeah. He also made the New Jersey Devil.
He made the Jersey Devil. And he released it. Just one of one. One for one. Yeah. There wasn't many platypuses, but there was definitely not many Jersey Devils. He didn't make many. You believe in it?
Do I believe in it?
Yeah.
Not really.
I've always actually believed in it, to an extent. Like,
like believing in the chupacabra.
I do believe in the chupacabra.
Do you really?
Yeah, I do believe in chupacabra. I don't believe it's like some humpback, horny toad looking like spines on its back, like little dinosaur thing. I do believe that there's something out there that nobody's ever witnessed, the chupacabra.
If there's a New Jersey Devil, are there multiple Jersey Devils?
I don't know.
Legend's been around for God knows how long.
300 years.
300 years.
That's a long time.
Yes.
It's a lot of witnesses.
That's a lot of, there's more than one. There's a lot of Jersey Devils then.
Well, the Jersey Devil could very well be paranormal.
That too.
Because they've always attributed the red eyes situation. And typically when someone has ever seen, I mean, what they would believe to be a demon, you know, there was typically a dark silhouette. Red eyes.
Yeah.
Now, why it has wings, I can't really answer that question.
You gotta get around somehow.
Well, yeah, but most ghosts just kind of float, you know?
I guess if it's a demon, it can live forever.
Yeah, it can do whatever it wants to do. And if it's manifested into a form,
da, da, da.
Wouldn't that be fucking scary?
If I was driving through New Jersey and that just flew at me, I'd probably just go ahead and kill myself.
There's been reports like that.
Fuck that.
Where people said they were driving down like the highway or a back road and that there was something large flying over their car and like attacking their vehicle, and then they have damage on their vehicle now.
Yeah.
I mean,
fuck that.
They could have very easily faked it.
I don't care. Fuck that.
I mean,
That's gonna be a no for me, dog.
10,000 people walk in a room and one guy's like, I'm a millionaire. All of them say I'm a millionaire. At least one of them might be a millionaire.
Yeah.
At least one of these 2,000 reports has to be real.
Has to be.
They genuinely don't know what the fuck they saw and were attacked.
Is there any recent reports?
I don't know. I haven't done the research on all that. I mean, it's been going on forever.
Kill me, Smalls.
We'll have to do a part two. When we go visit New Jersey.
When's that going to be?
I have no fucking clue, man. I don't know if I really want to go. People from New Jersey suck.
Yeah.
I hope no one from New Jersey listens to this podcast for at least the next 15 minutes of the podcast, you know? Because now they know that Jersey sucks.
They should know that Jersey sucks.
And we live in Atlanta, Georgia. Come get me, motherfucker.
We live in Florida.
We live in Florida. Don't tell them we live in Florida. They'll cancel our asses. We can't say gay, remember?
We're not getting into that this week.
I didn't want to. I just wanted to bring it up.
God damn it.
I just wanted to see what you'd say when I brought it up.
Nothing that can't be said today.
Now, I don't believe a woman gave birth to a 13th child and cursed it, and then it came out of her and she died. I don't believe that.
Wouldn't it already be cursed if it was the number 13th?
Yeah, it would have already been cursed.
Yeah, super.
Well, to an extent, when she found out she was pregnant, she cursed it.
Fuck.
Why would you curse your own baby?
That too many kids, that's why.
You know, that don't make no fucking sense. Fuck, you're like, I'm going to curse my own baby, and then I'm going to die right after. Like, how dumb is that?
That's stupid.
That's shooting yourself in the own pussy. Well, that's what she did.
in her own puss. Right in the badge.
Oh, I have my wife don't listen to this one. She's going to hate that.
Yeah.
That line right there. She's not going to like
for it. Everyone else, moist.
For everyone else who doesn't get bothered by getting shot in the buttussy. You get moist.
All right. What we were talking about a little while ago, New Jersey Devils are second to last in their conference.
Damn.
Yeah.
They gotta have motherfucking activity. Can you believe that a circus offered $100,000 for this thing?
I could. Yeah,
they actually believe in that. It. The Philadelphia Zoo offered $10,000 for the capture.
I would love to see it in a zoo.
I would.
Until you go to the zoo and it's like, we got the New Jersey Devil, and then it just disappears.
Could you imagine the Harambe like incident that would happen in there?
A kid just jumps in there and they're like, oh God, how did we kill this thing?
And then you kill the Jersey Devil and now like the world ends completely. Because you're not supposed to be able to kill the devil, you know?
Yeah.
But if you do, it's not a good thing.
Oh, fuck that.
So yeah, you want to go make $110,000?
Yeah, but you have to go help me capture pythons in South Florida.
No.
Why?
No. I've seen enough videos. These motherfuckers are clearing out the woods right now and they're picking up pythons with cranes and
fucking huge
tractors, and they're holding them 20 feet in the air and both ends are touching the ground.
Yeah.
No.
All right, fine. Let's just go. They were
too big. You know how many times I think a wrap around me and you once? Like with its one body in a row?
How many times?
It could fucking
4 or 5.
Kill us.
Yes, because they're boa constrictors.
We wouldn't die. Right.
So, New Jersey, here we come.
New Jersey Devil's real.
A hockey name.
Man, fuck you. The Jersey Devil is real. I don't care what they say.
All right, whatever you say.
I'm going to close this argument right here, right now.
That's fine. I'll do some more research.
That's fine.
I will change my mind.
You better.
Steven Crowder.
What the fuck does that mean?
Oh, y'all know who that is? Never mind.
I don't know.
That was a stupid joke.
It would have been good if I knew who the fuck it was, I guess.
Yep, it would have been.
All right.
Well, he's a conservative YouTube personality, and he does a Change My Mind segment.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, he's that guy?
Yeah.
I wonder who the fuck he is. He just sits in the thing. He's the biggest meme on Facebook.
Yes.
Yeah. Talking about, like, tacos suck, change my mind.
Yeah.
I'll change your motherfucking mind. Tacos don't suck.
Yeah.
Pineapple does not go on pizza.
On the Yes, it does. It's so delicious.
Bitch, no, the fuck it don't.
It's so good.
No.
If you ever want to kill my wife, that's how you do it. She's allergic to pineapple.
Yeah, I don't want to kill her. I gotta get my hair cut.
Oh god, we were in New Orleans at Warped Tour, and
that was a decade ago,
almost 2016. So we were going down Bourbon Street, and they got hand grenades, and like halfway down Bourbon Street, she was like, my tongue feels funny. And then she ran back and looked at the ingredients of the hand grenade. It's got pineapple juice in it.
Damn.
And she was like, well, this sucks.
Damn. And does she need EpiPen, or is she just kind of like minimal swelling?
It wasn't that bad.
Oh. I'm allergic to Nexium, the heartburn medicine.
Oh, okay.
I break out in hives. It's fucking miserable.
Yeah. So the next day at Warped Tour, we go to the monster truck
because that's the only place that has anything fucking cold to drink.
Uh-huh.
And we go in there, and I grab, like, as many as I possibly can, throw them in my bag. Then she grabs one out of the bag, and it's one of those new, like, juice ones that they came out with in around 2016.
Mm-hmm.
And she started taking a sip of it, and it was, like, the tropical one. And I was like, I think I had the same one, and I was reading the ingredients, and I went, no!
Pineapple.
Yeah.
Fucking main ingredient.
Yeah.
Why don't she read shit? That was our
first ingredient.
Why don't she read shit?
Because it was Monster. She didn't think Monster had pineapple in it.
You know, I didn't think that neither.
Yeah.
But the fact that it's got tropical fruit, that's going to be a pretty major tropical.
And this was also when the juice ones came mm-hmm. out. So you don't think to look at an energy drink to see if yeah. it's got a fruit in it that will kill you.
Yeah. What a jackass. If she was allergic to shellfish, she'd be fucked.
Yeah.
She'd go to a fish restaurant, forget to look around and make sure they don't cook fucking shrimp,
yeah,
lobster and shit. She'd be screwed.
Yeah.
God, she'd be absolutely screwed. I used to go to school with a kid who was allergic to shellfish. And if lunch was the shrimp that day, even though it was just...
Y'all had shrimp?
Box. Yeah, it was just box shrimp. It wasn't great. It was just popcorn shrimp. Like,
yeah, I never had that.
Fried. Anyways, when they had it that day, he wasn't allowed to eat in the office or in the cafeteria.
Yeah.
The school would go get him McDonald's. The principal would go pick him up McDonald's, and he'd eat the lunch with the principal that day. Lucky motherfucker. Being allergic to shellfish and shit. Getting McDonald's for free.
No, thank you.
I'd have been ordering like 2 Big Macs and some French fries.
Well, that was when Satsuma became their own school system, wasn't it?
No, this was back in middle school when I was at Adams. Back in
middle school. I don't ever remember Mobile County ever putting out shellfish.
Yeah, we did.
Ever.
He was allergic to shellfish. 3 times a year for 3 years, he would get McDonald's with the principal. He was the only person who ate lunch with the fucking principal, and he didn't even want to do it. Yeah, because all the best fights used to happen at lunch. So, you know, we always wanted to be at lunch.
I got to miss all the fights because he had all the good fights because he had to go get McDonald's.
Motherfuckers fighting over shrimp and shit. You stole my shrimp, bitch. Well, yeah, one girl have a seizure in school. That was pretty scary.
Right, we're way off topic. Are we done with New Jersey? Devil?
Yeah, we're done with New Jersey. I'm sorry. Right. I got way off topic. I think it's real. You think it's what, 50-50?
Yeah.
Are you 40-60?
About, yeah, let's do 40
that. 40 belief, yeah. 60 not belief?
Yeah.
What do you think it could be? So you're driving around, you see something fly, big as fuck, red eyes. What do you think it could be? What would you be first instinct?
What color eyes did they say the bird that lives in the area has?
The fuck was that noise? Oh, okay. Sorry.
Yeah.
Anyways. I don't know what color bird has. I don't know what color eyes the bird has.
It could be that crane.
I think it's real.
I don't know.
I'm ready to get swooped up by the Jersey Devil. Get dropped. What if kid's flying around and he goes to the police station? He's like, the Jersey Devil got me. Jersey Devil got me. And like, he falls like 40 feet from the sky. And then he's like fucking limping because he got a broke leg. Would you believe his ass? Or would you tell him he just probably jumped off a bridge? You don't know what the fuck he's talking about.
Let's get a toxicology report first.
All right, that's fine with me. I'm ready to close this out.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
All right, then. Good night and good fight.
Peace.